And now, this episode of Flight Risk brought to you by our lovely sponsors at...
Thessalonian Captain and Agandroid Tech. Better watch yourself or you're gonna
What
get...
are you doing, Hillary?
Hi, Kesh. I am painting a poster for the show.
What show?
Our show. The one in which I, Hillary, am the dashing Alina teacher, guiding and caring for our troop as we make our way across the stars.
And I am the wise and aged Trendoshan, lending my strength and wisdom.
Aged is more dignified, but yes. And Skip is our youthful Kalarin seeker, coming into their own as we journey through the galaxy in search of kyber crystals.
And Koba?
Koba is our morally gray figure. He has connections to the underworld. He's a Dug who's seen things.
And what do you call this show?
The Heroes of the Hydean Way.
We're not on the Hydean Way.
We could be. Someday.
You can find our many adventures at thehydeanway.com.
Hey, flight fans. GM as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
I'm Joe Chasm. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Bail Branda, a Mandalorian bounty hunter with a subclass of assassin.
Hello, my name is Velvet Divine, Faye Fair, and I'll be playing Anarchy Fortuna, she, her, the Twi'lek Tinkerer.
My name is Jennifer, or the Jen, and I play Anne Ray, a Twi'lek diplomat.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode.
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
So, the three of you are exiting the Grand Theater. Bail with his well-earned banjo on his back and with a arm full of gift shop stuff, t-shirts, maybe pennants, maybe a wacky, whatever this band was called, hat on with, you know, big bunny ears, something like that. She's definitely decked out in all the stuff that she got for giving that person the Karen talking to of a lifetime. As you get back into that cantina, you hear that droid. You shut off the droid. Never mind. That droid would not turn back on because you shut him off. Bail and Anarchy. I'd assume that Anne also has a communicator at this point. You guys hear on your communicators the voice of Perry going,
"Hey, quick question."
Oh yeah, what, is that for me?
Anybody who's allowed to make decisions, you know.
All right, yeah, Perry, what's up? What do you got for me?
What's our policy on asking forgiveness? Is it better to ask forgiveness or permission?
Depends on the infraction, Perry. What did you do?
Well, it's more like what we're doing right now. Well, we had a little chat, and me and Pip and Jesse...
Wait, who's Jesse?
Oh, that's the thing. The new droid's name is Jesse. We had a talk and we voted and we felt that Jesse was their name. So
okay.
That's what they wanted to go with, and we're going to respect that. Anyway, we felt the best use of our time was to try and fix the ship. So we pulled straws and Pip is doing a spacewalk, which is probably the best because I don't have legs. But Pip is doing a spacewalk to try and get that, what's it called? Engine. Yes, engine that decided to float away. I just wanted to keep you up to date, you know?
Pip's doing what?
He said it was fine.
What? You actually let him... You know he can't... Like, what is wrong with you, Perry? You're supposed to be looking out for him.
You know, Pip, he made a very strong argument.
What was the strong... What argument was strong enough to have your buddy just float into space after an engine?
Well, it was me or him.
Did you kick him out of the spaceship?
Well, I have a tendency to lose focus unless I'm piloting or it's something really important. And Pip is a little bit more dedicated than me at what he's doing. He should be back any minute, or he might be gone forever. Either way, update.
Remind me to fill up your prescription of Androdol, okay? just keep that on your list. Write it down somewhere. Post it up on the cockpit window. Please get Perry Androdol. Oh boy, this is. He looks over at Anarchy and like, Anarchy, I think we're gonna have to pull a search and rescue mission for a floating droid out in space.
Do you have a microchipped?
Do I have a microchip?
I don't know. That seems pretty invasive that you give Pip and Perry their autonomy. I don't think you would lowjack them like that. I don't know. But
do you have sonar? can we send sound waves out into space?
I don't know how that works.
The space doesn't work that way. You can't scream in space.
Yeah.
What, Star Wars, the rules of space don't apply. Remember, you can exist in the vacuum and there's fire in space. Who knows how space works in Star Wars?
Oh, true.
Oh, but, yeah, and there's the sound of lasers, too. I guess exactly. We could throw out some sonar.
So what I'm going to do right now, since from our Pip and Perry adventure, Adam and Mikey actually made full character sheets for both Pip and Perry, I'm going to do right now a combined mechanics check for them to see how well this whole little adventure goes. So we have their combined roll is a 3 yellow, 2 green against 3 purple. And then if you've listened to the Pip and Perry adventure episode, you know that whenever Perry helps anybody with anything, they get 1 blue and they get 1 black. Because he's helpful, but he's a little too helpful and he gets in the way sometimes. So you get a blue and a black. Which was really fun. That was one of my favorite moments in the episode is when we had the 4 Perry bots all working together and they got to roll 4 blues and 4 blacks because they were all helping.
It was, oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty epic. Go listen to those episodes.
That is by far like my favorite 2 episodes in the entire podcast. Fucking died listening to them. like they are such a great pair.
Yeah. You've definitely been playing together for a while. Yeah.
Oh my God. They're amazing. Amazing. And I'm not even exaggerating. Like I was literally laughing the entire 2 episodes. Then it made me want to quit doing the podcast. Like, fuck it. You know what, man? Good. Let's turn this into the Pip and Perry show. Like you don't even need me.
You figured out my plan. Okay.
Damn. Wait, you were going to try to, really?
I can replace Bale with 2 droids and a trench coat. Of course I can.
All right, fine. You win. Touche.
Get back from the space the space factory.
All right, let's see how they do out there in space.
Oh, boy.
Oh, look at that. Not too shabby for them. 2 successes, an advantage, and a triumph. So, yeah, it looks like Perry will come back on the radio.
Kalos, a little bit of an update. It's a good news situation. Which one would you like first?
Oh, well, what's the good? Well,
Alex, I suppose that's not helpful. Let me give you the good news first.
Is it good? Is it really good news, Perry?
Of course, though, good news is kind of subjective, I guess.
Okay, what's the good news?
Pip is not gone forever, which is fantastic, because I don't have much storage for new names. If we ever got another droid after Pip or disappeared forever or was destroyed or anything like that, you'd have to call him Pip or I would get very confused.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, that's also very, very, vague.
That doesn't mean they lost Jerry, right? What's his name? Jerry?
Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. Yes.
We just renamed
Claire,
the droid.
I want that to be in. That's 100% in character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, yes, he also grabbed a second engine while he was out there, which is twice as good as one. I don't know if you organics are good at computations like that, but 2 is twice as good as one. So the Starhawk might be a little bit upgraded by the time you get back. All my arms are crossed anyway, all of them.
And, you know, Perry has like 6 arms, so he's crossing all of his arms. for you.
Okay, Perry. Well, at least that's good news. Now, were you able to retrieve Pip after he got the engines?
Anyway, that's phase two. I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate you guys.
All right, so you three are on deck 8 right now. That's the big promenade area with the hall and everything, and you guys are trying to work your way down towards the engine room to get to steal whatever parts you need to repair your hyperdrive, and maybe, I don't know, whatever else these rich people have put on their ship that you want to try to slide over to the Starhawk, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
sure. What do they got? I'm sure loads of credits if they're on the ship.
Well, I don't know how
they're not going to need it, right?
All right. So you guys are making your way down towards the stairwell, and it looks like our good friend Mojito might have been not telling the truth, because you open those doors and there's no fire. There's definitely the smell of death. The stairs look sticky with old blood, but you don't smell smoke. You don't even see any burn damage. So I don't know if that Togruta was just tripping off a bad Mojito or something, or he was just messing with you because he's that type of guy. We'll never know. Miss you, Mojito.
Or maybe that was a different stairwell. Who knows?
That is true. Mm-hmm. So you guys are in a stairwell. You're on deck 8, and there are 7 more decks on your way down. You know that decks 4 and 5 are the staterooms. Those were a majority of the people are staying. There were some VIP rooms up on deck 10 that you guys kind of skip past with navigation. Deck 3 is going to be where the brig and some of the cargo is. Deck 1 and 2 are engineering and the ship's storage, like where they keep their food and supplies. Because remember, this is a cruise ship. They were going to be gone for months at a time. So there's food, supplies, that kind of stuff. And then also the trash is also on deck 2.
Wait, slow down. Slow down. Mm-hmm. You said on level 3, cargo?
Level 3 is the cargo bay. That's where the people who have loaded up whatever clothes they were bringing. Some people bought small personal speeders to go if this thing ever landed on a beach planet, or maybe they brought a snow speeder if it landed on there. You might be able to find some of the stuff you're looking for on the cargo bay, or if you go all the way down to floor deck 1 engineering, you'll definitely find it there. It'll probably higher quality stuff on deck 1, but deck 3, Anarchy's extremely talented and she could probably find enough pieces from speeders to get the hyperdrive sort of working. So it depends on how far deep down into the ship you want to go.
Well, forget the parts. So forget the parts, like, for the ship. I want the speeders.
We can do both.
I don't know. It's up to you.
Yeah, I think
cargo bay it is.
Sure.
Yeah, we'd pass 3 to go to 1 or 2 anyway, so I think we'll make a quick pit stop at 3 first.
Okay, you stop at deck 3, sure. As you guys are going down the decks, you pass the floor and 5, the staterooms, and as you're going down the stairs, you maybe hear some guttural, violent screaming, some pounding, but no actual voices, just screaming and pounding on doors and yelling and stuff on those floors. Excuse me, let me get some water.
I feel like this is a zombie movie. Just don't open the doors. We just don't need to go into those rooms.
Sure. As you get down to deck 3, do you just open the door and walk into the cargo bay?
I'm sure Bale does.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You're like, whoop, okay, here's the cargo bay.
Sure. Yeah, as you open the door, you find yourself in a cavernous cargo bay. It's massive. Probably, I remember, this is a huge cruise ship. You could maybe probably fit most of the Starhawk, or maybe the Starhawk could probably fit in here. This is a huge area, because all these passengers have everything from luxury land and snow speeders, furniture, clothes, other odds and ends that they brought to kind of show off their rank and wealth. So you know, or as Anarchy would know, I don't know how much she's told you guys, when passengers register their bags and all their items, they are with that fingerprint kind of scan, where the cargo crates don't open unless you have the right fingerprint towards it. Again, something that either you can go cut some fingers off if you want, or you could try to hack it open. Multiple ways of opening these things. But it is a large area, lots of large boxes. You see just rows of various speeders. All these are like the BMWs, Rolls Royces of speeders.
It's
say like a good probably dozen or so are probably just parked ready for whatever beach planet this thing was supposed to go to.
Question.
Sure.
Are there droids around?
You don't see any right now, but you could go look for one.
Bill looks over to the rest of the party and goes, well, I mean, all this stuff here would be a complete waste if we didn't do something to, you know, pick it up. So, is there any way for us to find, cargo droids to maybe help us move the goods from this wreck of a... of a good time to our wreck of a good time.
I just worry about whether or not we're going to encounter the people that are clearly unhappy in different places in an effort to make that happen.
Oh, well.
Just a thought.
Well, it sounds like they're doing a fairly good job of dealing with each other in the staterooms.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So we do need to find stuff to fix the ship, right? That's what we need to find first. If we happen to find anything else, then cool. But I think most of my effort will be on trying to look for anything that looks useful.
Okay, sure. Let's have everybody do a perception check. Let me see here what it's going to be against.
Perception! Let's see here.
Yep, it's going to be against one red and two purple.
What is up with you and reds?
Okay, you guys have like 800 XP or some shit. If I can only give you purple rolls, nothing ever happens. You guys beat every roll.
Well,
we're not very good at these things, though.
You guys are very good at luck. How many triumphs did we have last time we played?
Come on.
There we go.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm more perceptive. Seems
the most perceptive.
Okay. No worries. So maybe Bale is kind of just lost and looking at all these fancy speeders, picking which one he's going to want to personalize and make it to the Bale-mobile. Well,
he's
or something.
Making commercials in his mind of him riding these stupid speeders.
He puts on the Fabio hair, wig, and then just like is riding the speeder with one hand with his face out. And like just like him just kind of taking in the air, like that's kind of going through his brain right now, where it's just like, ha ha, Buffy.
Sure.
Wait, how did that commercial go? It was just like,
I don't even remember.
Buffy, ha, ha, ha,
wasn't
ha.
It, I can't believe it's not butter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so since Anne is the only one with successes, Anne, you definitely hear movement coming from behind some of these large crates. You hear, you got three successes. So you hear about a half dozen sounds of movement. Some sound like regular footsteps and some definitely sound like droids moving about out of your field of view, but you definitely hear them.
I will relay this information to my comrades and hope that they will decide to be braver than me to investigate these sounds further.
Sure, why not? So Bale is actually going to make an effort to be stealthy.
Okay.
And
who are you right now? See
here. I was gonna say,
yeah, right, yeah.
Who are you? What happened to
you
Bale?
You gave me the warning ahead of time, like, hey, there's some noise coming from over there, you should probably go check it out. And then now that I have some sort of advanced warning that something is behind one of those crates, I can actually make an effort to be stealthy. What is the difficulty of that?
I'll ask you, how stealthy? Are you trying to be blending with the shadows a la Batman, or are you just trying to be walk quietly but not really hiding? What are you trying to do?
Oh, he's doing the Batman thing for sure.
Okay, that would be a three purple check.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Oh, look at that, Dwayne. Oh, look at that. Look at 5 successes and an advantage.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, Bale, you totally become one with the shadows, and I just see this whole little like action sequence of Bale sliding his wall against the crates, barrel rolling, sliding. It's very, very impressive.
It's like the solid snake approach to...
Exactly. I'm wearing a box.
He finds a cardboard box, puts it on his head, does a little duck walk.
Yes, I have a cardboard box on top of my head, and I am just moving from like crate to crate to see what the heck is up. Because that is the way Bale would do it.
You gotta light a death stick to keep that one thing warm. I kind of vaguely remember that game from 20 years ago. Yeah. So yeah, Bale, you can see that what looks like about a half dozen officers of the ship are frantically working on some droids. They're like strapping weapons to them, and you see like these droids have like bandoliers of like simple frag grenades. They've got slug throwers in each hand. They got poles being like duct taped to their backs. And you notice that these crewmen all have that same kind of ridiculous grin that, you know, Mojito had, that the gambler had, that smile they can't wipe off their face.
Cool. So from underneath my box, mm-hmm. I stick my hand out.
Okay.
And then I basically give hand motions to Anarchy and Anne as to how many people there are. So there's what, 3 and 3?
There's about a half dozen crew members, mm-hmm. people in crew uniforms, and then another half dozen droids. They're almost like each person is dressing up a droid of their own.
Okay, cool. So Bale will do the hand signal for, you know, like biological targets to 6. Hopefully Anarchy or Anne may, like, you know, understand what he's saying. And then also the same for droid.
Okay. Sure. I want Anarchy and Anne to do a knowledge warfare check.
Okay. I was just going to say, pretty confident that Anne does not follow, but we'll
see.
It's
going to be simple. It's going to be 1 purple. I just want you to do a knowledge warfare check. If you don't have knowledge warfare trained, it's just, I believe it's just your intelligence.
Oh, no, I do. And then what's the, what against how, 1 purple?
Just,
what?
Just 1 purple, because I'm sure at some point in your guys' travels, Bale has bored you with his hand signal lecture more than once. So.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have no clue, but Anarchy apparently has been around Bale long enough to predict.
Not Anarchy's first rodeo with Bale. So yeah, with the advantage, even though you don't have a success, you may not know that exactly how many, but you know there's more than you. There's more than the 3 of you. You're outnumbered. I'll give you that much. You don't have that same number that Anarchy, you know from those signals, you know 6 people, 6 droids. Droids are armed. People seem lightly armed. It's almost like you guys are having a mind moment where you're hearing what Bale is thinking.
And also, Bale wants a good sandwich. Just yes. A side note. like it's just like all of his emotions.
That's always a given.
Yeah. Yeah, Bale regrets not stopping to see if there's any pizza up at that cantina you guys were just at. Yeah. Maybe later you'll go pick
it up. I'm not eating that contaminated food. I'm not trying to.
Good job.
Under Dr. Fight's table.
Good job. I will try to, as stealthily as possible, ask Anarchy if she thinks that this is a talking situation.
Sure. Go ahead and just roleplay that. Ask her. Go ahead.
Mostly just directing at her. So do you think this is a talking thing, or do you feel like this is a shooty punchy thing?
I would say shooty punchy. That's my first instinct. But also, everyone here is delirious on that gas. So,
I feel like it's a little strange that they're able that there's this many that haven't been. Well, I guess I don't know. We just keep coming across a couple here and there, so maybe not. It just weirds me out. All right, so I don't. What do you think is best here? What's the game plan?
I'm gonna try to hack the droids from here.
Oh, okay. See, that's smart.
I never know, because it's not like, to me, like, if you're trying to, like, do a mind thing on someone that's against their discipline, I don't know what it would be against a droid.
Maybe their hardware, like their mechanics or computers. I don't know if they have those tests, though.
I guess it'd be against their computers, right? I guess that'd be what it would be. Okay. This will be against their computer, so that would be 4 purple.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and flip it and make it 1 red and 3 purple. And since you're doing it over Wi-Fi, I'm going to give you 1 black because you're not doing a direct connection. Are you using the mask or no mask?
Yeah, I'm using the mask, and I'll do that thing to remove the black.
Sure,
that I can do once per session.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, so you got 2 successes and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 advantages. Okay. So there are about a half dozen of these droids. I'll say with those 2 successes, you were able to get into 2 of the droids. And 5 successes. What do you want with those successes? Advantages, I apologize.
Advantages. I guess maybe catch the guards by surprise, if we may. Just have them be startled by, you know, the sudden change of the droids.
Okay, are you trying to have the droids attack them, or...
Yeah.
You're just going to have them walk away, or what do you want?
No, I'll have them attack the guards.
Sure. All right, Bail, you are kind of looking through that little handhold spot in a box. That's where the eyes are. You know, cartoon style, we just see the little white parts of Bail's eyes.
Blink
as he's staring through. And you're watching these crewmen kind of, looks like they're doing dress-up with these droids. And all of a sudden, 2 of them just kind of jerk to the side and swing their fists, and they're gonna try to hit the 2 soldiers in front of them.
What I'm going to do, and I'm keeping my stealth check, hopefully, is I'm going to strategically place myself behind the group of officers so that when they get punched back and they are moving backwards, they will trip over my box.
Okay, so you want to do your move? You want to do your stealth move first?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and stealth. You're going to try to walk behind these people in a box and hope they don't notice it, right?
Well, I mean, I did have, like, 5 successes and an advantage. I haven't left stealth, so I'm hoping that, you know, will stick. A little bit.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
We'll say it's just a 2 purple check, and I'll even let advantage you had. I'll let you throw on a blue there. And since they're going to be kind of distracted by their droids kind of not doing what they expected, I'll give you a second blue as well. So 2 purple and you throw 2 blues on your thing.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't think I rolled correctly. Give me a second.
Because that's a lot of advantages in 1 failure. I think you're okay. Yeah, you got 3 blues.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's correct.
Okay, so you did not get your box into position, but you got 7 advantages. So what advantageous stuff really happened? You didn't get behind them like you were planning to do, but what pretty awesome stuff kind of happened with you moving over there? Were you able to find something? Were you able to somehow... What really helped you in the situation?
I kind of wanted, like, not kill these guys.
That's fine.
Because not until I could get a hold of Dr. Fife.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
So what I actually want to do is... as advantageous as it is to myself with, like, 7 advantages...
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that I wasn't able to get into position in time, but I was able to find like an electrical, a big, like electrical wire that's still hooked up to some juice.
Sure.
And, let's just say me and my failing to get behind them knocked over some like a drug of water or something like that, and they end up getting a couple of them end up getting electrocuted, giving them some like massive amounts of strength.
Yeah, okay. So there's gonna we'll say there, you've knocked over water and there's an electrified puddle near them. So it's right there. So if you can't knock them into it, we'll definitely let that come into play. But no one's in it. If the droids do knock them into it, that could happen. Or yeah, that's something you could try to have as you spring out of your box, Jack in the Box style. You can try to knock them into that.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at FlightRiskPod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.